Thank you for your yes, so we are in Ulricehamn, and we've got up here coming out of from the cafe and passing the toy store. So we see him walking there on the walking street first, one panel in perspective, going down there to the square and a nice overview. And then he looks left, the hardware store, and the toy store, and then that's the next panel. We show him from behind, he's turning left, and we see the shop window of the toy store filling up our panel. And then we see in the next panel him from the front of size composition, or build, whatever you call it. When he's looking in that window and he's thinking, oh yeah, they used to have so many toys, .. Next frame, he's 10 years or so old. It's magic, he continues. And then we look into that toy store. These little boys walking in there, and the ladies, the lady who knows everything about toys, at least thinks she does, standing behind the counter as usual. Nice lady. Likes to help out. What for the var I dag då? Maybe she has something to say. He points up at this monster, big sets of building kits. I want Frankenstein. Oh, Frankenstein, that's a real one. Have you seen the film? No, I'm not allowed to. That's scary, says the lady. You sure you want a monster? Yep. Okay, so she picks that down from the shelf, and then you need some paint, right? Yes. I want this and that, black, and for the dress. And then for the face, I want this paint that glows in the dark. She says, I would have chosen this poisonous green. No, this, he knows what he's doing. And then the next panel, he sits there in his room, his tape recorder behind him. Building that Frankenstein on his table. Bookshelf there behind. Just make that room. It's gonna be fun. And and it puts it nicely there in the bookshelf together with the other ones, Dracula, the Mummy, and so on. Looking satisfied, you see then a panel is standing there with his arms, hands on his sides, and yes, that looks good. Just waiting it got dark, gets dark and see. And then it lies there in the bed, it's now dark. Or he's reading his comics or book or whatever, having his bed lamp on. The rest of the room is rather dark, and he's saying that, and puts down his book and says, let's now see. Turns off the light, and there is this monster glowing in the darkness, that face, and wow, cool, he says. And then he lays down. He looks again. And it's as if he zooms into that monstrous face. And he's like dreaming and he's seeing it in his dreams. It's Frankenstein with his head screwed on there and all the stitchings, and I mean, it's really ugly actually. So he's afraid, waking up and turning on the light. What to do? Well, he hangs some cloth over that monster and then goes to bed.